The following program is sponsored by Ron Myers Ministries.
It's time now to get the hell out of your life. A weekly broadcast with real people, sharing real struggles and offering real hope. Today's show will encourage, inspire, and empower you to face life's challenges with a bold confidence and renewed hope. Now, let's join our host, Ron Myers, the promoter.
Hello, my friends. It is so good to be with you. Have you had some time with Jesus this week? I call it coffee with Jesus, where you just pour out your heart. Talk what's on your mind. Share your successes. Share your failures. That is so healthy to have a conversation with Jesus. Let's face it. There is nobody on this planet that understands you like Jesus. So why not go straight to the source, the one that gives you life, the one that gives you joy, the one that will inspire you, encourage you, the one that has totally forgiven you, the one that is alive inside of you, the one that is allowing you to become the person you were created to be because you are walking in total freedom with Jesus if you are a believer in the finished work of Jesus Christ. It's exciting. That's what this show is about, for that one person that's out there that is tired of religion, tired of going to church every week and never feeling any better. They just don't know what Jesus has waiting for them. So this show, Get the Hell Out of Your Life, I bring on guests that all met Jesus outside of a church. They met Jesus when they were searching for answers, for possibilities, for who they were. And in a nanosecond, Jesus came in, took residence, and their life has never been the same. Now, today, I want to go back a few years. Remember during COVID, how isolated we were? Well, I did an interview at that time with Nathan Ladner, and I want to do a rewind, but at the end of the monologue, I'll come back and share what we have learned from that time of isolation and desperation. Let's join now my conversation with Nathan Ladner a few years ago during the lockdown. Today's guest is a friend of mine I've known for a few years. His name is Nathan Ladner. Now, Nathan was a person that knows a lot about drugs and alcohol. He started when he was a teenager, a young teenager, and spent about 15 years into drugs, sex, drugs, and rock and roll. That was his middle name. But one day, he had to stop. He had to stop or lose his wife and his children. And he's got an incredible story. You are going to be blessed by this man's story. And I've also will be asking him some ideas and some thoughts of what he would do in a situation like this now if he was tempted, and perhaps he is. I don't know. I haven't asked him yet. If he was tempted with drugs and alcohol, as he is also part of the lockdown. So let me introduce my guest and welcome him to the show, Get the Hell Out of Your Life. Nathan Ladner, are you on the phone?
I am, Ron. It's good to be here. I just want to say, get the hell out of your life. I mean, that's exactly what happened in my life, Ron. I think that's a perfect title. I hadn't had a chance to tell you how much I love that name of the show, man, but I just really love it. I think it's perfect for what we're trying to do, what you're trying to do, and what you're trying to allow God to use you for, man. I'm excited to be here, brother.
I appreciate that, Nathan. Well, Nathan, let's tell the listeners a little bit about yourself. Where are you from? How'd you grow up? And how'd you begin your little journey, escapades of drugs, alcohol, and sex?
Well, it's kind of interesting, especially during these times where we talk about isolation, and oftentimes a key word with isolation would be called boredom. I grew up in a small town of Socher, and you know, like to play sports as a young kid and kind of experimented with some, you know, recreational marijuana. And oftentimes I tell people it's really out of boredom, running out of things to do. And obviously the people you're around, you'll eventually try some things that you hang around. I believe that wholeheartedly. If you're out there listening, you really got to be mindful of who you hang around and what they're doing. And so, you know, when I was a teenager, started using a lot out of boredom and people I hung around. So in this time of isolation, I think we really got to maintain focus. And, you know, it's funny you mentioned the norm. For a long time, Ron, the norm was getting high. Wake up in the morning, get high. That's all I thought about. That's all that was on my mind. Just thankful that Jesus one day showed me that there's more to life than just getting high and wasting my life. That's what it was. And so I try to really stay focused on what I'm doing day in and day out, that I don't waste any more years.
Yeah. And you started in your original story when I first read it. If I remember right, it was around 14 or 15 years old you were, and it started with marijuana, and then it led into some more drugs, and you dabbled in a lot of different things, didn't you?
Oh yes, and something I'm really, you know, I want to let the listeners know first of all, I'm not bragging or proud of it, but yes, ecstasy, cocaine, meth, you know, pain medications, whether prescribed or unprescribed, you know, when you got to have some pain medicine or you're sick, you'll do whatever you got to do. And oftentimes, you know, then you can get cocaine or meth, whatever, to get those. Nobody wants to hurt, Ron, and nobody wants to go through pain. But oftentimes I found in life that God wants to use that pain to grow you, you know. You know, a lot of people like to use the faith is like a muscle. Well, yeah, and that's true, but it's also true that muscle grows when it cares. And that can cause pain and soreness. And so I believe God uses pain, whether it's self-inflicted or not. He can use that to glorify him and to grow you as the man or daughter, son or daughter that he's designed you to be. I think that's the biggest key, is understanding who you are and who God made you to be.
Well, on your journey, you were married at the time. You were married, you had some children, and you had hit a point. What was it that made you stop? What was it that you finally had to say, enough is enough, I can't live this any way anymore, I've got to discover my destiny, what God's plan for my life? What happened?
Oh, Ron, that's thank you for bringing that up. Sometimes it's been about coming up on 6-7 years now. I kind of don't remember the exact date because it's just so awesome to be to know who I am and what I'm designed to do now. You know, the saying of time flies when you're having fun. But the point of that momental, that pivotal point that I believe with all my heart, Ron, that every addict, and I'll use the word addict because I used to be one, I'm not one anymore, as far as drugs and alcohol, and I believe the word addict can be used as self-indulging in any type of way. First, let me just make that clear. Second, the pivotal moment was, and like I said, that addiction is oftentimes we find ourselves in these cycles of life, whatever it was. And I like to say God was opening my eyes slowly and making me aware of some things in my life and seeing that I believe everybody's heart of when they get high, nobody wants to hurt. Okay, Ron, a lot of times we will go and it's crazy. I talk to other addicts, and most of the time, and you would get higher or more of a rush going to get the drugs than when you actually got to ingest them. However, you would do that, and so for me, that kind of started signaling something, and it was a kind of a you know, hamster wheel cycle, so to speak. I would go, and I was like, man, I can't keep doing this. You know, something in me was like, Nate, logically, can you keep doing this forever? And so the answer is no. The answer is no to anybody out there smoking crack, doing cocaine, smoking meth, doing meth, however you're doing it. The answer is ultimately going to lead to death. And so, you know, basically the question I want to ask, and just be blunt, are we that selfish to think that it's not harming anybody? Because that's what most of the addicts will say, I'm not hurting anybody. Well, you are, because you're loved by more people than you realize. I just want to speak to somebody right now, Ron. If you're loved, I think one of the things that God really changed in my life, man, was how much my wife loved me when I didn't love myself. Wow. And God was using his love through her. I mean, I hated myself, and I couldn't. It would make me angry, Ron, when she loved me when I wanted her to hate me. I wanted her to be mad at me because I hated myself, man. And so I guess to narrow it down to that pivotal moment, you know, to sum it up would be, I can't keep doing this. And I believe it's in the heart of everybody that's going through addiction right now. If they really just take a second and think to themselves, can they keep doing this? Are they tired of this lifestyle? I believe the answer is no. I just believe they don't know how to get out of it.
Yeah, you know, it was kind of my story years ago. I mean, I love to, this was years ago, you know, I love to smoke pot. And I always said, well, I'll stop one day. And I didn't really do it so much for fun, but I did it because I wanted to escape and numb the pain in my life. And you're right. One day I had to ask myself, is this going to stop? And finally, God put me in a position that I not only did I stop, but I'm like you. I'm kind of a wild, crazy guy for Jesus ever since. Listeners on the phone is Nathan Ladner. Nathan Ladner loved drugs more than his wife and his children. But one day, after 14 years of drugs, God put him on a path to help other people now. And he has an incredible job. And we're going to find out more of what he's doing. Some advice for somebody out there right after the break. So don't go anywhere. Keep it right here on Get the Hell Out of Your Life.
You're listening to Get the Hell Out of Your Life with your host, Ron Myers. Real stories, real struggles, and real hope.
The story you're about to see, for the most part, is true.
It's going to happen just like the Bible said. Someday Jesus is coming back and taking his followers to heaven.
Lord, have mercy. I hate to fly.
You'll be glad to be there, and God will be glad to see you.
My boy. Woo!
You'll have a big get-together with family and friends.
Well, now, ain't this just like old times, huh?
They'll show you around the place.
It's my place right over there.
It's going to be great, but to get there, you first have to ask yourself an important question.
Have you been saved?
Yeah, believe it or not, this world is headed toward a dead end.
Should I get out of town before sundown?
Yeah, and Jesus Christ is your only hope of rescue, because you'll never be good enough to make it to heaven on your own, and religion just won't do the trick.
Well, I don't want to miss out on heaven on account of a technicality.
You won't miss out if you let Jesus impact your life. So if you want more out of life than living and dying, get to know Jesus Christ, and you'll be ready for your ultimate destination in heaven.
There sure is going to be some interesting people at that party.
We would like to express our gratitude to Coffee News for their support of this program. Are you tired of scrolling through the same old news feeds every morning? Then switch things up with Coffee News. Our publication is filled with interesting stories, brain teasers, and uplifting quotes that are sure to brighten your day. And now you can access Coffee News anytime, anywhere by visiting our website. So whether you're sipping your morning coffee at your favorite cafe or browsing online from your desk, we've got you covered. Start your day off right with Coffee News at readcoffeenewsonline.com.
Keep fighting the good.
Welcome back, listeners. This is Ron Myers, the show, Get the Hell Out of Your Life. I'm so glad you're with me today, because during these times of isolation, things can happen out there. We can be tempted to take a little pill, maybe smoke a little of this, smoke a little of that, and take a couple of drinks, and next thing you know, your life's out of control. My guest today is Nathan Ladner, that spent 14, 15 years with drugs and alcohol, and today is free, becoming the person God created him to be, and he's sharing his story. Well, Nathan, before the break, you shared that pivotal moment that your wife loved you when I think that's so critical. Your wife loved you when you hated yourself. So somebody, when you hate yourself, okay, have to get up in the morning. You have to look in the mirror, brush your teeth, and shave. So when you looked in the mirror before your transformation, what did you see when you looked in the mirror?
Oh, man, that's an incredible question. I think we try to put on this facade, and I think you think everything's okay. And the scriptures, James talks about a man looks in the mirror and forget what he looks like. Don't be that man who's double-minded. And so it's an interesting statement that you asked me, because I've kind of been studying on that, and it's, you know, I don't think men spend as much time in the mirror as women do, and that's not downing women at all. But, you know, looking back at that, I probably didn't spend much time looking in the mirror, because that mirror would oftentimes make me reflect on who I was and what was going on in my life, Ron. So I think really I would probably look in there and I wouldn't do too much thinking, to be honest with you. And I think that's a tool of the devil. Like we mentioned, that pivotal moment, just using rational logic of can't keep doing this. And so, you know, shame would also keep me down, and shame will keep you in a place of serving yourself, because it's a tool of the devil, because we're oftentimes crucified between yesterday and tomorrow. And so my thoughts oftentimes was, I screwed up yesterday, and there's shame involved in that. Well, tomorrow I'm going to hurt if I don't get my fix. They're causing a lot of anxiety and stress. And so what would alleviate that stress, Ron, is to use again.
Yeah, use again and keep using again. And again, listeners on the phone, Nathan Ladner, who is sharing his story of how he spent 14, 15 years in a drug-addicted world and loved drugs more than his wife and children. But one day he was set free. Now, you went to, was it the Home of Grace that helped you on your recovery path?
It was the Home of Grace. And for me, hey, let me just use scripture again, Ron, because it's just who I am and who I want to be. But it's the flesh is weak, but the spirit is willing, Jesus. And so that flesh was weak. I really knew in my heart that I couldn't stay at home and really struggle with that hurting and pain. So I felt it was best. I had a friend of mine, Jason, who really recommended that I go. And I always tell people I kind of messed people's world up, I think, Ron. I'm pretty open about where I went for a few months. I tell people I had the most fun of my life at rehab. And they look at me kind of sideways, and they're like, you can't say that. I said, but I can. I found out who I was. I found out how much God loves me. And it was just an incredible time in my life. And who gets 3 months time out of the proverbial hamster wheel of life? Go to work, come home, clean, eat. Go to work, come home, clean, eat. And I got to sit down with my maker, my creator, and kind of find my purpose and have hope in this life.
Amen.
It was an amazing time in my life, Ron.
You said you found out, listeners on the phone, Nathan Ladner sharing his story of drug addiction over 15 years, and he went to the Home of Grace. And you said, Nathan, you found out who you were. Who are you? What did you find out?
Tears coming down my eyes, Ron. I don't think I get to say this out loud enough, brother. I'm a child of God. I'm a redeemed child of God, and Jesus paid for my iniquities on the cross. He gave me forgiveness. I was reading Mark 2, the man that was carried by some friends through a roof, and they carried a paralytic man, and the Pharisees and the Sadducees, they're watching him, and he said, your sins are forgiven. And that's that shame that I held on to so tightly, because in that shame I became bitter and angry at people and excuse after excuse of why I can't do better. But in that forgiveness that I found out that how much Jesus loved me, that forgiveness, I was able to have mercy new in the morning, brother. I was able to have that freedom that we all think we have, but that freedom that I was truly designed to walk in and love and peace and joy through God. And it's just an incredible walk to know what you're designed for. I think most people don't even understand the meaning of life.
Yeah.
Not that I've got it all figured out, Ron, but if I can simplify Jesus' words, it's love God and love others.
Wow. Listeners on the phone, Nathan Ladner sharing his story of drug addiction and his freedom. He was set free. Now, Nathan, I can picture someone out there right now, and I can picture this because it was a picture of my house or my room maybe 25 years ago. Dark room. Curtains are closed. It's dark. There's a bottle of Jack Daniels or Crown over there, maybe a little bag of marijuana. They divinely tuned into this radio program today, and they're wondering, why am I even listening to this? Why am I not listening to some Led Zeppelin? But they continue to listen to it. Now, you have an opportunity to talk to that person because they don't think they have an identity. They don't like themselves. They don't think they're worth anything in life at all. So they just want to numb the pain and forget about who they aren't instead of who they are. What would you tell that person?
Oh, that's very good, Ron. First of all, I would say open the windows, open the blinds, go outside for a minute, look at the trees, look at the clouds, look at the sky. Who do you think made that? You know, we had to have a creator, and if we got a creator, then there's a good chance we got something striving against us. And a lot of people say, Nate, how do you know God is real? Well, to the person sitting in their room with that bottle of Jack or that alcohol or that marijuana or cocaine or meth on their table, I've seen the devil. And somebody sitting in that dark room, they know there's a devil, because that devil is enticing them. That devil is urging them to keep on going. Nobody loves you. Nobody likes you. You're not worthy. Well, I'm here to tell you, you're worthy, brother or sister. You're worthy. You're absolutely worthy. Jesus died for you, and that makes you worthy. He shed his blood. He was beat for you. That makes you worthy. And his blood wasn't wasted. His blood was not wasted. So I would say call somebody. I would say get out of the house for a second. Take a walk and examine your heart. Examine, is this who I am? Is this who I want to be tomorrow? Because once again, Ryan, I truly believe with all my heart that God put a divine purpose in our heart to seek him. And when we start seeking other things, idols, selfish, fleshly pleasures, that's when we get off track. And I believe this isolation period can be a time to get back on track, Ron. So it's an opportunity. I believe this is an opportunity to bust out of the darkness and go to the marvelous light. Regardless if you understand it at all, let's just break free of some things. Let's do something different.
Well put. Nathan Ladner on the phone, listeners, sharing his incredible testimony of being set free of drugs and alcohol. Well, in the little bit of time that's just left, I got two things for you. One, Nathan, you are a surgery tech now, I believe, at one of the local hospitals. Life has been good for you. So tell us a little bit what's happening in your life in the last 6-7 years since you've been free from drugs and alcohol.
It's been incredible. God's just opening up doors. Here, I'll just simplify it. We've been talking to, I believe, Ron, also, that we've divinely talking to somebody who needs help, too. I just want to say this, that it's better than I ever could imagine life could be. I'm not just talking finances. I'm talking about joy and peace. You don't have to find it in a substance. It don't even have to be in a food.
Yeah, you found it in God. And I think it's an important point to make there, Nathan, is that when you've experienced the worst, which you have, you said it in your own words, and now you've gotten to the best. See, your story validates God's love. Your story validates God's mercy. Your story validates God's forgiveness. So you're preaching to someone not out of a textbook, but you're preaching to someone out of real life struggle, but real life hope.
Yes, amen. If somebody wants to reach out to me on Facebook, I just wanted to throw that out there, Ron. I didn't plan to say that, but if you want to message me about needing help, about where to go, where's the first step, I would love to help somebody.
I think that is an excellent idea. Thank you for sharing that. How do they get in touch with you?
I'm not real tech savvy, Ron, but I would assume just search Nathan Ladner, and it would come up from Social Mississippi. If you in that desperate of help, just message a few of us.
Yeah, message a few of the Ladners. They all are related. You'll find each other. Well, Nathan Ladner.
That's right.
Amen, brother. One thing before I let you go, I want to, first of all, just thank you so much. I can just hear the passion, the love in your heart for Jesus. The name of the show, Get the Hell Out of Your Life. So how do you get the hell out of your life?
Take a step. Take one step. And here's the scripture that God's put on my heart that I can't get out of. Don't worry. Don't be anxious about tomorrow. Don't seek things that of food and clothing. The body is more than that. Don't worry about yesterday. Don't worry about tomorrow. Take a just rest in God's control today. And taking that step of faith means, like I said, do something different. Most of the time, an addiction it's a cycle that keeps repeating itself. And how do you get out of that cycle? You got to do something different. Okay. You got to take a step. You got to make a phone call. You got to get out the house. You got to go visit somebody. You got to put yourself out there, and it's scary. And it's scary because if people really know who you are, then you feel like you won't be loved, Ron. But that's the craziest thing about who God is. He fully knows you and fully loves you.
Nathan, God bless you, brother. Thank you for sharing your story. Listeners, now I'm going to take a break, and when I return, what have we learned from the lockdown from years ago? I've got some things I want to tell somebody out there that still feels like they're living in a lockdown.
You're listening to Get the Hell Out of Your Life with your host, Ron Myers. Real stories, real struggles, and real hope.
Ron will be back in a moment to wrap up today's conversation. We want to encourage you today with God's promise to you. It comes from the book of Jeremiah, chapter 29, verse 11. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord. Plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and the future. That's God's promise to you when you choose to commit your plans and future to Him. Now, back to Ron.
Well, friends, I pray there is never another lockdown. But what about people right now that are walking this earth that feel isolated? They feel alone. They are in lockdown, personal lockdown. What do you do to get out of that? Well, I promote Jesus for a reason. Jesus is my life. Jesus is my freedom. I gave up religion years ago. I gave up religious activities thinking that if I did more, God would do more in my life. When you do life with Jesus, it melts the prison of isolation away. You have some peace. You begin having freedom. You understand that, you know, this freedom in Christ is real. The freedom I have because of total forgiveness of my sins, past, present, and future, it's given me freedom. I'm not walking in guilt. I'm not walking in condemnation. I'm actually free to become who Christ created me to become. Friends, that's exactly what happened to me. I am more productive. I am more peaceful. I am living the life, the abundant life that Jesus promised, simply because it's all about Jesus. It's not about church attendance. It's not about rituals. It's not about anything but doing life with Jesus. He is what I think about when I go to bed. He's what I think about when I get up in my day. He inspires me what to do, what to say, whether it's at the gym, golfing, business, negotiating contracts, whatever it is, Jesus is there for you. And if you ever feel isolated, if you ever feel trapped in a prison of doubt and fear, call upon the name above all names. It is Jesus. Friends, go to my website, thepromoter.org, sign up for my newsletters, and let's work together to enjoy the freedom that Christ has given us by the death, the burial, and the resurrection of his life. This is our time. We have a lot to do in this world, and we can do all things through the beautiful Jesus Christ, who will give us strength in times of trouble. I'll see you next week. God bless you.
Get the Hell Out of Your Life is underwritten by the Christmas City Gift Show. We invite you to come shop with over 260 vendors from all over the United States. November 10th through the 12th inside the Coast Convention Center, located on the beach in Biloxi, Mississippi. You can find more information at ChristmasCityGiftShow.com. If you would like to share your story of God's amazing grace or listen to previous episodes, please visit our website, thepromoter.org. Join us next week for another episode of Get the Hell Out of Your Life. Real stories, real struggles, and real hope.